Chitarista's House. The house was created in the 1st century BC, joining two houses, whereby it shows two atrium and three peristyles, covering a 27,000 square meter area. The oldest part is the lower facing the Stabiana Street, with the Tuscanic atrium and two peristyles replace the old house. It gets its name, Chitaristas, from a bronze statue of Apollo Chitarista that was found in the peristyle of the residence, nowadays in the National Museum of Naples with seven great frescoes. The residents were representative of the servile branch of one of the most prominent and ancient family of Pompeii, the Popidii. Two bronze portraits of the house owner and his wife were found at the left side of the atrium. Another marble female portrait was in the peristyle. Two marble portraits found at the second floor represent probably Marcello, patron of the colony, and another personality of the imperial rank. The portraits must underline Popidi's loyalty and their relationships with the court. The building belonged to the members of the servants branch of Popidii family, as reported on three graffitis and two electoral writings on the house. 45 programs about their candidacy were along Abundant Street, and some portraits were found inside the house. The boardrooms and the bedrooms are around the peristyle. Those for the servants face onto the atrium, without tablinum. There are thermal baths, and in the central peristyle, beautiful bronze sculpture of animals worked as water jets. Bakery, patisserie, and tavern connected to the building are maybe dependencies of the villa. Bronze animal statues along the edge of a marble-clad pool spouted jets of water among them. There were the famous bronze group of a wild boar attacked by two hunting dogs, a rampant lion, a fleeing deer, and a snake, all exposed at the National Museum of Naples.